calculation of time as per Bhagavatam. So far it is clear, no? But now you have to add some more, which we have already discussed. So we have come up to prahar. So now 8 prahar is equal to 24 hours. 8 prahar. Is equal to 24 hours, that means one day and night. Then it is said 15 days is equal to 24 hours is equal to one day or night. How you will say one day and night? So 15 days is equal to one paksha, P-A-K-S-A. 15 days is equal to one paksha. So you know Krishna paksha and Shukla paksha. Then two paksha is equal to 1 month. Two paksha is equal to 1 month. This 1 month is equal to one day of Pitralok. One day of Pitralok. So their clock is different. Our 1 month is equal to one day of the Pitralok. Bhu, Bhuva, Swaha. This is all Bhu. Now we have gone to Bhuva, Pitralok. Then it is said 2 months is equal to one ritu. 2 months. 2 months is equal to one ritu or one season. We have got 6 seasons in India. So one season, ritu. Then 6 months is equal to one ayana. A-Y-A-N-A. 6 months is equal to one ayan. We have got Uttarayan, Uttarayan, Dakshinayan. Uttarayan, Dakshinayan. One ayan, 6 months. And two ayan is equal to, two ayan is equal to one sambatsar. S-A-M-V-A-T-S-A-R-A, Sambatsar. This one Sambatsar is equal to one day of Devlok. That means 1 year of human is equal to
one day and night
of Devlok.
One day and night.
So it's the same thing. Last week we saw 1 year of Manushya Lok is 1 day of Devta.
Huh.
That's what we
say. Now 360 years of humans is equal to one Divya Varsh. 360 years of human. We take as a 360 days 1 year. Is it not so? 12 into 30 days, 360.
There was a mention of that when Brahmaji was meditating.
Mm-hmm. 360. It's coming. 360 years.
Human years.
There is human years. Is equal to 1 year of Devlok, which is called Divya Varsh. 1 year of Devlok. Called Divya Varsh. So this much is clear.
Devta,
we went through 1 year, 1 day,
One day. And 360 days is equal to 1 year. So therefore 360 human years is equal to
1 year
of devta.
हाँ
उनके 360 हो गए ना. 360 इज इक्वल टू 360 डेज ऑफ देवलोक इज इक्वल टू 1 year. क्लियर? हाँ प्रेमा जी
देवता है देवता.
हाँ ओके नो यू रिटर्न द बोर्ड ओके और रिवर्स इट हैव यू रिटर्न
या
ओके चलो Now Maitri has asked, you have to tell me the time calculation about the other lok also. Other lok means Marjana, Tapa, Brahma lok also, you have to tell me. The Maitri is now saying in verse number 18.
Kritam treta dvavaram cha kalischeti yatur yugam divveda dashari varshaihi. Savadhanam nirupitam.
Now he say there are 4 yuga. One is the Krita yuga. Krita yuga means Satya yuga. Satya yuga, Treta, Dwapar and Kali yuga. So you write Satya yuga this way.
This way?
Satya yuga, then give some gap.
Here? Dwapar?
No, Treta. Treta. Then Dwapar. Then Kali. Treta and Kali. 4 U. Then is the, what is the total span of this? It is said Dibbe Dwadasvi Varsai. Dibyavars. He is talking in the term of Dibyavars, not human vars. What is Dibyavars? One Dibyavars is equal to?
360
years of human. So he said sum total is Dwadas. Dwadas means 10 plus 2, 12. Varsai means thousands. So sum total of Satyug, Treta, Dwapar, Kaliyug is 12,000. Divyavars is equal to 12,000 Divyavars. Divyavars is different from our year. Our year is equal to 360 years is equal to human years is equal to 1 Divyavars.
Divyavars.
Acha. Now can anybody calculate 12,000 into 360, how much is that?
Forty-three lakh twenty thousand years.
432.
And then put 4 zeros.
12,400. Clear? So this much is said in verse number 18. Dibbei dvadasvi varsai sabdhanam. Sabdhanam means approximately saying. Approximately. Nirupitam it is ascertained. So the sum total of 4 yuga is equal to 12,000 divyavars is equal to 43,20,000 human years. So now it is divided into 4. That is also to be said, na? How much is Satyu, how much is Treta, how much is Dwapar, how much is Kali, that is say next verse.
Chatvari trini dve chaikam kritadishu yathakramam sankhyatani sahasrani drigunani shatani cha.
Then he said, it is chatvari trini dvai chaikam kritadishu yathakramam, in sequence, starting from krita. Krita means satyug. So from starting krita yug, satyug, it is in the ratio of 4:3:2:1. 4:3:2:1. This one, trita is 3. And it is said in 1000. So 4:1000 is 4000. You can write the next line. 4000. In the next line it says, Sankhyatani sahastrani. Sahastra means 1000. So this is 4:3:2:1 is in the thousands. Sahastrani.
1000, 2000, 1000.
Then he said, Dvigunani satani cha. Dvigunani satani. Earlier it was sahastra. Sahastra means 1000. Sat means 100. So dvigunani, so 2 times of 4 is equal to 800. Down that 4000 you write 800. We have to add. So yes, 3, now it will be 600. This will be 400. This will be
200.
Now you have to add 4800 and, yes?
4800, I write down over here.
4800. How much that comes to?
Twelve thousand.
So this 12,000, this 12,000 has matched now. So these are all in the Divya verse. The span of Satyug is 4,800. Span of Trita is 3,600. Span of Dwapar is 2,400. And span of?
Kali.
They have to multiply by 360 to get the
new one. Then you get it. Multiply by 360. Multiply by 360. In all cases, it is 360.
So
it will
be 4 lakh. This one would be. This should be
432,000.
And
just double 864.
864.
And then 1296. Then how much would be that?
Somebody can calculate and tell me. So these are all
1728.
1728 30 30 the sum total will be again 43 this is the total equal to 43 lakh 20 thousand years.
Clear? It's mathematics.
लिख लो मेरे बुक में इधर उधर दिया हुआ है.
Again some of the words are going to come again.
हाँ एक साथ दे रही है तो लिख लो.
I'm just gonna write these because when we take a picture, I think it'll be easier.
Divya verse.
Okay. Human.
Human. Worship. Human ears.
Then you have to make that Y also. Make the Y, the very ear.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Should we go ahead? Verse number 20.
Sandhyam shayonantarena yakala shatasankhayo tameva bhuryugam tadhyam yatra dharmo vigiyate.
Now it is said, when there is a, say, Satyug is ending, Treta is starting, or Treta is ending, Dwapar is starting, Dwapar is ending.
Nandaji, just one second. Devanti, the last total should be 430 in 2000, not 630. Is it 6 or 4?
No, it is 4.
It is 4.
Usko thoda aur khinche khinche do, the line ko.
This one? 4. Yeah. This is 4.
Oh.
So when the yuga are meeting, that period is called sandhya. Like when the day and night is meeting, we call it sandhya. There are two sandhya in each day. After the night, when the day breaks, we call it sandhya. And at the end of the day, when the night comes, at that time also it is called sandhya. Sandhya is the meeting point. And at that time, normally, some puja is done, some worship is done. Similarly, it is said, in the case of this sandhya, when the Satyug is going out, Treta is coming in, Treta is going out, Dwapar is coming in, and Dwapar is going out, Kaliyug is coming in, Kaliyug is going out, Satyug is coming in, then at that time, 100 Divya Varsha of each is called sandhya. 100 Divya Varsha is Sandhya. Sandhya means is the joining of two. Like after night and the morning comes, the day comes. So we call it the joining time as Sandhya. And at Sandhya time, we do some puja. Similarly, at the end of the day, at the end of day, when the night is coming, again it is sandhya, joining. So we do sandhya two times. Normally sandhya is done two times, in the morning and in the evening, facing sun.
But I thought we call sandhya only the evening.
Right. That is Hindi word sandhya. Sandhya means evening. But really sandhya means is the joining of the two, day and night.
Actually sandhi. Sandhi
it is sandhi, join. Sandhya. That time we do the puja. Similarly, in this sandhya also, so there is 200 years of sandhya. 100 year of Satyug and beginning of Treta 100. This 200 Divya years is called sandhya. So what happened there? Sandhya sandhya antarena ya kala sat sankhyo. Sat sankhyo, it is 100 years of this, 100 years of that. Together 200 Divya Varsha multiplied by 360. So many years is called the sandhya. Tamev ahur yugam tadya yad dharmo vidhiyate. In each yug there is a dharma. There is a dharma for each yuga. Who says that? Those who are the knowers of this, they tell that in this sandhya, what is to be done? In each yuga, there is a separate dharma.
That comes from part of these years, right?
Yes, part of these years only. Part of these years only. So out of 4,800 years, 100 years will go in the beginning, 100 years will go at the end. And again in the Treta, 100 will go toward the beginning, 100 will go toward the end. So in each sandhi, it is 200 years of Divya Varsha, which is equal to?
Multiplied by
72,000 years. So this much is called Sandhya. And in Sandhya, we have to do some puja. So according to the expert astronomer, these years all kinds of religious activities are done in sandhya time. Like you see na, in the Uttarayana, Dakshinayana, Karka Sankranti, Makar Sankranti, we do some puja.
Similarly, whenever there is a sandhi, there is some puja is there. That is what is seen here.
धर्मस्तरुष्पान्मनुजाल कृते समनुवर्तते स एवान्यैश्वधर्मेण वेति पादेन वर्तता.
It says dharma chatuspad. The religion has got four dimensions. Chatuspad. Cow is called chatuspad. Four legs. So dharma religion has got four dimensions. Manujan for the human beings. Krite. Krite in Satyu. So in Satyu there were four dimensions. Total dharma is four parts. And all the four parts were being observed in Satyu. Samunvartate properly maintained. Everybody practiced that. All the four parts. Sa eva annesu adharmena veti padena vartata. Then according to the adharma increase, slowly all the four parts slowly one by one started decreasing. One commentator has said this four dharma is called tapa, saucham, compassion and satyam. How far this is correct, I don't know. One commentator has said all these four parts were being practiced in the satyam.
Can you describe?
Yes. Tapa, tapa is penance. Saucham, saucham is purity, internal and external. Then compassion, third, daya. Fourth is satyam. So he has said, in Krita Yuga, all four were there. In Treta, tap, gone. In Dwapar, tap and saucham gone. In Kali Yuga, tap, saucham and compassion gone. So adharma has increased, dharma has declined. Total dharma was four. Four dimensions of the dharma. In Treta only three were practiced. In Dwapar only two were practiced.
Treta,
in Kali
Treta, which
first two.
First
Tapa gone. In Dwapar Tapa and Saucham gone. In Kali only the last one, Satyam, is there. So in Kali Yuga, all adharma is there. Adharma has increased and eroded the dharma. Dharma has chatuspad, four dimensions, tapa, saucham, compassion and satyam.
In Kali Yuga, satyam is difficult to...
Yeah, this satyam, what is the meaning of this satyam, I don't know. Only the existence is there. If you take the satyam as an existence, the existence is there. Not the satyam is truthfulness. Truth is not there.
Only existence is there and baki adharma.
Baki adharma. Yeah. It's only existence is there. Since the adharma has increased, therefore people are unhappy. We all are unhappy. Why? Because adharma has gone. Dharma has come down. In Satyuga, Treta and Dwapar, people were more happy than the people in Kali Yuga. Why? Because the dharma was there. Some dharma was there. Now the dharma is eroded.
Trilokya yuga sahasram vahira brahmano dinam tavatteva nishatata yanni milati vishwasik.
Trilokya yuga sahasram bahi. Trilokya bhu, bhuva, swa. These are the trilokya. Mahar, jana, tapa, satya. This is a higher loka. Now he is talking about the deep trilokya. Most of the jiva travel in these three lokas only. Bhuva, Suva, Swarga. if you do a lot of meritorious work, what will happen? You will go to the Swarga Loka. Then after that, Chine Punya Martaloke Vishanti, you come back again. So most of the jiva, they travel in these three worlds. So he said, Trilokya Yuga Sahasram Bahir Brahmano Dinam. But other four, they remain. So that is one day of Brahma. One day of Brahma, how much is that? 1000 Chatur Yug is equal to one day of Brahma. How much is Chatur Yug? 43,20,000 years is equal to 12 ghanta, 12 hours of Brahmaji. 43,20,000 years is the day of Brahma and the night also?
Same.
Tavat deva nishatata yun inmilita viswasit. Viswasit means Brahma. Unmilita, he takes rest, closes his eyes. That means the night.
Nishavasanarathah loka kalpo nuvartate yavaddinam bhagavatah manun munchas chaturdasha.
Nishavasanam arathah, on the termination of the night. Nishavasanam, when the night ends. Then what happened? Arathah, again he begins. What? Loka kalpa anuvartate. Then he further starts creation. Three lokas. Bhuva, Bhuva, Swa. Three loka again. Maharjana Tapa, they all stay. The upper four lokas, they stay. And how long this Bhuva, Bhuva, Swa stay?
Again, one day as one day.
One day of Brahma, then one day of night. So what happens to these three? The full detail is given. Nisavasanarabdha loka kalpo anvartate yavat divan bhagvato manu bhunjas chaturdasa. And in this one day of Brahmaji, which is 1000 chaturyu, 14 manus come. So what is the lifespan of each manu? Manu means father of man. 1000 Chaturyug divided by 14. Karo bhai, is equal to? So one manu stays for 71.428 yuga, Chaturyuga.
लिखे हैं यहाँ पे देवांग जी
ओ
वन मनु
सो इन वन डे ऑफ ब्रह्मा जी 14 मनु कम्स दिस वे ब्रह्मा जी लाइफ इज 100 इयर्स. So in each day, 71 manu will come. So life of manu is equal to 1000 divided by 14. It will come to 71.428.
Swam swam kalam manur bhunte sadhikam yeka saptatim manvantareshu manvah tadvamsya vishayasudah bhavanti chaiva yugapata sureshaschanuye chatam.
So what happens at that time? It is a swam swam kalam manu bhunte sadhikam yeka saptitam. Life sapt. Ek saptitam. Ek saptitam means 71. Sapt means 7. Ek saptitam. And sadhikam. A little bit more. He is giving the answer. 0.428 sadhikam. It is more than 71 chaturbhuja. Swamsam kale manu runde, and the manu stays in this period. Manu antareshu manu vatad vasya tad vansaya riseyasura. And in each manu time, their vans will come, their descendants will come, and what else will come? Rishis, seven rishis will come. So in each manu, Saptarishi is different. Devatas are different. Different Indra. So in each manu, the different set of people will come. Bhavanti chaiva yugpat. Bhavanti chaiva yugpat, they will come yugpat all at a time. Yugpat means all at a time they will come. Suresya anute ye chatan, and all anu, the descendants will follow later on. Manu, then their descendants will come, they will follow later on.
Esha dainandina sarga dhammas trailokya vartana tivyanri pitri devanam sambhavo yatra karmabhihi.
Esha dainandina. Esa, this creation, dainandina, every day. Throughout the day, creation is going on. Now you can experience here also. Creation is going on or not? Continuously it is, creation is going on. It comes into existence, stays for some time and then goes on. Spring is coming, after that in fall everything will go away. Again in next spring it will come. So this creation is continuously going. Continuously it is happening. Esa then dina sarko brahma trailokya vartana. In these three lokas, trailokya vartana. And what comes here? Tiryang. Tiryang means all animals, subhumans. Tiryang. Nri. Nri means humans. Pitra. Pitraloka. And devanam. Devatas. So these four are created for these three loka, Bhuva and Soha. What is Bhuva? Pitraloka, interspace. Bhu means this loka, Bhuva means interspace, Soha means Swarga. So we are talking of these three lokas. Sambhava yatra karmani. Sambhava appear. Who all appear? These four type of people. Who are these? Animals, human beings, Pitra and Devata, Devata. They all appear. What is the basis of appearance? Why all don't come as Devata? Karmavi, yatra karmavi, because of their karma. This jiva sometimes comes as animals, sometimes as humans, then sometimes as pitra, and sometimes as devatas, depending on their karma. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, it says, karmano api bodhavyam, bodhavyam cha vikarmana, akarmanas cha bodhavyam, gahana karmano gati. Gahana karmano gati. It is really, really very, very difficult to understand the karma. We think we are doing very good work. But if you analyze it, you will find something bad is going also there. Gahana karma pati is very difficult.
Manvantareshu Bhagavan vivratsattvam swamurtivihi manvadiviridam vishvam
Manuvantaresu, Manuvantaresu, Manu Antaresu. In each case of Manu, there are 14 Manus coming. Na? In each Manu, Bhagavan Vibrat, Bhagavan, Lord Himself, Vibrat, manifest. So Manu is nothing but Lord Himself. Bhagavan Vibrata Sattam Swamurti Bhi. Sattam, He takes the power of Sattaguna. And Swamurti, He Himself has become this. So who is Manu? Lord. Who are we? We are also Lord in different forms. Swamurti bhi. Manu adhi bhi, like Manu, Vishwam, Vishwam means this universe, Avati, Avati means he protects. So Lord is coming and protecting this world, taking the form of Manu, Avati. Udit Pausa means discovering the Paurus. Paurus means his potency, his power. He has got the power to protect, create and all that. So he has taken this one. So Manu is nothing but Lord in different form.
Tamo matram padaya pratisamruddha vikramah kalenanugata shesha aste tushnim dinatyaye.
Now Lord is discussing about the pralaya. What happens at the time of pralaya? Dissolution after the end of 1000 chaturyug. Day has ended, night is coming. At that time, tamo matra upadaya pratisamruddha vikramah. Tamo matra, tamagun, that means the darkness, or the taking the help of the tamagun, then Brahmaji, what he does, pratisan buddha vikrama, he is suspending all the power of creation. Suspending all the power of creation, like at the night, our mind is also dissolved in the causal body. It is not destroyed. But at night, there is no creation. In the deep sleep, there is no creation. Similarly, Brahmaji has also taken the help of Tamagun. He has gone to sleep. Now there is no creation. No creation where we are talking about three worlds. Bhu, Bhuva and so on. Kalena anugata asesa aste tusnim dinate. Kalena, this is an internal time. Anugat, it has merged. Asesa, all beings are merged. Aste, they all remain. Tusnim, silent. Dinate, at the end of the day. When the Brahmaji's day ends, what happened to all the jiva? They all have merged. They are not destroyed. They are not destroyed. They all stay in the subtle form. Tusnim, silently they stay. The seedal format, they stay. So nothing is destroyed. Jeev remains as a seedal form. Earlier also it was explained that in the lotus stem, all the jivas and all the lokas are there in the seedal form.
Tamevanopi dhiyante loka bhuradayastrayah nishayamanuvrittayam nirmuktashashibhaskaram.
Then what happens at that time? It is said, tam ev, tam is that, ev certainly, anu is after, apadhiyante, these three lokas go out of sight. There is no bhuvasva. They go out of sight. Loka buradastra, loka, which loka? Bhu adi traya. The traya means bhu, bhuva, swa. These are not seen. Not seen means out of sight, they have gone. Nisayam anubhrittayam. Nisayam at the night time. Anubhrittayam ordinarily. Nirmukta without. In the three lokas, there is no Sasi and Bhaskaram. There is no moon and there is no Bhaskar, no sun. What about the other four lokas? In other four lokas, moon and sun is there. But in these three lokas, there is no sun and moon. When? At the night of Brahmaji. So these three lokas will not be able to see sun and moon during the night of Brahmaji. Clear? At the night time of Brahmaji, there is no, in the hour night, what happens? There is no sun. But moon is there. But in the case of pralaya, in the dissolution of these three worlds at the end of the day of Brahmaji, at the night time again for 43,20,000 years. There is no sun and moon for these three lokas.
त्रिलोक्यां दह्यमानायां शक्त्या संकर्षणाग्निना मन्तु स्मरामहर्लोकात् जनं भृग्वा दयोर्दिताः.
Now what happens to here? Step number one. त्रिलोक्यां दह्यमानां शक्त्या संकर्षणाग्निना. भगवान संकर्षण सेज भगवान टू इनकार्नेशन एज लक्ष्मण और बलराम और Maharshi Patanjali, same Sesna. By from his mouth he is blowing out fire. We have polluted these three worlds so much that it has to be glorified now. And the best purifier is
fire.
When we cremate a person with a cancer or HIV, all the bacteria are all destroyed. What remains is the pure ash, white pure ash, and you can put that ashes on your forehead. So what is to be done? First step is burn out the whole thing. How long will it continue? 100 Divya years. Because the Santi time is 200 years. You remember 200 times is the Santi, 100 years of this, 100 years of that? Two yugas. So 200 years. Out of 100 Divya Varsh, 36,000 years Sankarsan Bhagwan with his mouth is blowing fire and the whole world is burning. So anything to purify, you have to do. You have to heat it up. If we want to purify ourselves, what we have to do? We also have to do the tapa. For purification, tapa is needed. Trilokyam daimanam saktya sankarsarna yanti ushnam mahar lokajanam brigado ardhidam. Yanti, yanti means go. So what happens to the four words there? Mahar, jana, tapa. If three words are on fire, so naturally the mahar means also feel some heat. Yanti ushna, ushna means heat. Ushna, mahar lok jana, mahar lok, those who are staying in the mahar lok. If there is a fire in that house, we will also feel some heat. Na? So bhuha swa, after swa is mahar lok. So if these three lokas are on fire, so naturally the people residing in the Mahaloka will be also feeling the heat. So what they do? Mahaloka jana brigado ardita. Brigo and all those rishis, they are suffering. So they leave the Mahaloka and they go to Janaloka. Further high. What happened? When you are feeling heat here, what you do? You will go the same. They go to the higher loka.
तावत् त्रिभुवनं सद्यः कल्पान्तैधितसिन्धवः प्लावयन्तुत्कटाट उपचण्डवातरीतोर्वयः.
तावत् त्रिभुवनं, देन् आफ्टर् देट् देन् 100 इयर्स् आफ् तपस् फायर् द फस्ट् स्टेप् नम्बर् इस् द फायर् ट्रीट्मेण्ट् आफ्टर् देट् इस् देन् देन् वाट् सद्य सत्यम् इस् इमीडियट्लि आफ्टर् देट् कल्पान्तै एधित सिंधव, सिंधव में सिंधु ओसन, एधित में इन्फ्लेटेड. नाउ सिंधु द वाटर इज राइजिंग. प्लावंत देन इट अंडेड ऑल द लैंड एरिया, एवरीथिंग, नथिंग इज देयर, ओनली एवरीथिंग इज फ्लडेड बाय दैट वाटर. एंड हाउ इज दैट? उत्कट, द वेव्स आर उत्कट, मींस बॉयलेंट वेव्स आर देयर. So after the fire, we need water. Utkat. Then ato. Ato means there is agitation. Ato chand vate, hurricane. Chand means hurricane. Vata means wind. Then it is said, Itara Amaya. Irida Amaya. That means Irida means is blowing. And Amaya means the wave. That means the waves are very high at that time. Violence. So these three worlds are not seen. All submerged into the water. After fire treatment, water treatment is going on. Step number two is the water treatment. Like Devanji does, na? After drilling, there is a heat generated. He puts water again there. After heat treatment, water.
Antasatasmin salila aste anantasano harihi yoga nidra nimilakshah stuyamano janalaihi.
What Hari is doing? Antasatasmin salile, anta means within this, on that water, on the same rising ocean, tasmin salile, in that water, aste anantasino hari. Anantasino, he is lying on that anantasesna. Anantasino, he is sitting on that anantasesna. Sri Hari is there. Nobody else is there, Sri Hari is there. What is the yoga nidra? He is in the mystic sleep. We also go into the yoga nidra and pranayama. Yoga nidra karo. So he is also in the mystic sleep.
So somebody in the pralaya, all the five mahabhuts, they are not getting destroyed, right? Because water is still there, right?
Yeah, they will go in all the purified forms slowly. After the treatment, we have already polluted our earth, water, air. So now this has to be purified. How this will be purified? So first you have to put the fire, jaladosa. Then you give the water treatment. Then again they will be purified. Again it will come as a from unmanifest to manifest form, slowly, 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 the pure things will again come. Purified. Like all this water is evaporated from the sea. Salted water, evaporated, put it in the Himalaya, it become pure. And we get this process will purify, the nature will purify the whole thing. So, anta chatasmin sarila aste ananta asino hari. Hari is asin, he is there. On the ananta sesna, yoga nidra nimila aksha, and his eyes are closed. Aksha, aksha, nimila, it's closed. Stuya mana janalaya. And some people are doing the stuti, stuyamana, they are praising. Who? Janalaya, the people in the Janalok. Maharlok people have gone to Janalok. So therefore the people standing in the Janalaya, they are praising whom? Hari. They are praising Hari. See what a beautiful description if you understand the Sanskrit.
एवं विधेरहो रात्रैः कालगत्योपलक्षितैः अपक्षितम् इवाप्स्यापि परमायुर्वयशतम्.
एवं विधेय अहो रात्रैः, thus by the process of day and night, अहो एंड रात्रि, दिन, डे एंड रात्रि, कालगत उपलक्षितैः, कालगत द टाइम इज एडवांसिंग, डे एंड नाइट द टाइम इज स्लोली स्लोली एडवांसिंग. Palachati, apachitta eva asyapi, and it is declining, paramayu, duration of life of Brahmaji is satam, vaya satam. So Brahmaji's life is also 100 years this way. Our life is also 100 years. But the clock is different. Our clock, human clock is different 100 years, and Brahmaji's clock is different. If you further go into deep into calculation, you will find 0.001 second of Brahmaji is equal to 101 years. 0.001 second of Brahmaji's clock is equal to 100 years of human clock. So as we have got the fear of death, Brahma ji also has got the fear of death. He will also die. So he also has got the fear. We also have got the fear. But we celebrate our Janmadin. What is your age or birthday? 75, we enjoy. We don't calculate the death is approaching.
यद् अर्थं मायुषस्तस्य परार्थं मविधीयते पूर्वपरार्थोपक्रान्तः यः परोऽद्य प्रवर्तते.
Then he said, yeah, अर्थं आयुष्तस्य. So out of 100, what is half of that? 100 half? 50 years. So अर्थं आयुष्तस्य परार्थं अविधीयते. It is called परार्थ. So if we divide the lifespan of Brahmaji, which is 100 years, into 2, so there is one 50 year, another is. So the first one, it is a parardham abhidhyate. The first 50 years of Brahmaji is called parardha. Purva pradharupakranto aparupta pravartate. The first one is gone. And the second one has started. So 50 years of Brahmaji life is gone and second is. So lifespan of Brahmaji of 100 years divided into 2 is called Parardha. The word Parardha has come earlier? No, it has not come?
No.
No. Okay. Parardha means Ardha, Ardha of 100 years, 50 years. So first 50 years is one Parardha, second 50 years is another Parardha. So first 50 years of Brahmaji life is gone. Second parardha is continuing.
Purvasyado parardhasya brahmo nama mahanubhuta kalpo yatra bhavat brahma shabda brahmetiyam viduhu.
And it is said in Gita also, it is said, Sahastra Yuga Paryantam Ahayat Brahmana Vidu Ratri Yuga Sahastrantam Te Aho Ratri Vidaho Vidajana. Same thing. 1000 Chatur Yuga is the same thing said in Bhagavad Gita also. So the first Parardha of the Brahma life is called Brahma Kalpa. Purvasya Adau Parardhasya Brahma Nama Mahan Bhuta. The first 50 years of Brahmaji's life is called Brahma Parardha or the Brahma Kalpa. Kalpo yatra abhavat Brahma sabda brahmetu ye vidu. And at the same time, when the Brahmaji's life starts, that time the Vedas also come. Same time. So Veda and Brahmaji both manifest at a time.
तस्यैव चान्ते कल्पभूत यं पद्मं अभिचक्षते यद्धरेणा अध्यरेणावि सरस आसीन् लोकसरोरुहम्.
तस्यैव चान्ते, तस्यैव चान्ते, when the end of the first parardha is over. What is the name of first parardha? Brahmakalpa. When the Brahmakalpa is over, then abhut jab padma abhichakshate, abhut comes the second parardha. What is his name? Padma Abhichachate. It is called Padma Kalpa. Why it is called Padma Kalpa? Because Padma, the lotus, came from the navel of Hari. Yat Hare Nabhi Sarasa. Yat Hare. Hare means Hari. Nabhi from the navel. Saras. Saras means the lotus came. Asit Lokasuraram. And Brahmaji was seated on that. Therefore it is called Padma.
Vedas came in the
Brahma. With the Brahma, when the Brahmaji came at the same time, Veda also came. Veda also came. Simultaneously. Rukhe yahan par. It's already 11:30.
Ek aur ho jayega.
Acha.
Ayam tu kathitam kalpah dvitiyasyapi bharata mavaraha iti vikhyatah यत्रासित सुकरो हरि
अयम तु कथित है. दिस इज आल्सो नोन कल्प द्वितीय स्यापि भारत है. दिस इज द द्वितीय कल्प गोइंग ऑन. ब्रह्मा इति विख्यातो यत्र आसीत सुकरो हरि. इट इज आल्सो विख्यात, इट इज आल्सो फेमस. व्हाई? बिकॉज हरि हैज टेकन ए फॉर्म ऑफ बराह, ए पो अवतार. ही केम एज ए इनकार्नेशन. What was the purpose of Bora Avatar? Because he has to take out the earth from the water. Bara Avatar will be coming very soon. So we'll see in detail there.
Kaloyam dviparardakyah nivesha upacharyate abhyakritasya anantasya anadir jagadatmanah.
Kaloyam dviparardakyah nivesha upacharyate. This kaloyam dvipradartha akhyo. The dvipradartha, dvipradartha means 50 plus 50 is equal to 100 years. 100 years of Brahma is equal to one nimesh. How much is nimesh? One nimesh?
100 years of Brahma.
Nimesh, the word came from?
The last.
Three lava. Is one nimesh.
One nimesh is equal to less than half second.
8 by 15.
Yes.
So it is more than half second or less than half second?
8 by 15
is more than half a second.
More than half. So 100 years of Brahmaji is equal to more or less half second of Sri Hari.
Do you want me to write that down?
No.
Okay.
Just understand. So 100 years of Brahmaji life is equal to nimesh upacharyate abhyakrit. Whose? It is the Brahman abhyakrit, which is not changing. Anantasya, who is anant, infinite, anadi. Anadi means beginningless. Jagat Atmana, he is the soul of universe. Who is the soul of universe? Brahman. So 100 years of Brahmaji is equal to half second of Vishnu, and 100 years of life of Vishnu is equal to half second of Lord Shiva. In some other Puran, it has come this way. Kya samjhe aap?
Maybe the last one again.
Maybe it is in the Shiva.
In the Shiva.
100 years of Brahmaji is equal to one nimesh is equal to half second. Okay, for our understanding, let us take it one moment. 1 second. Eh? But actually, the word is one nimesh. By that clock, the Vishnu life is again 100 years, which is equivalent to again one nimesh of
Shiva.
Therefore, we are not able to tell who is the father
the beginning and mother of Lord
Shiva.
We are not able to
see.
Who is the father of Lord Shiva?
Pata nahi. Isiliye usko Swayambhu kehte hain. Malum nahi hai.
No,
there is no history record available.
इसलिए उनकी beginning और end पता नहीं
चलता.
We don't know our seventh generation what to talk about. We don't know our seventh generation.
Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om.